This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans still have time to cast their ballot in today's midterm elections. 51-year-old Lyle Dara of Lyons says he has more moderate views, but the Republican Party over the last 2 years pushed him to vote more Democratic this fall.
I'm pretty much voting along party lines now as a Democrat just because I still don't think we've improved. I think we still have problems, and I think the Republican Party is going down a path that I don't feel comfortable with.
Polls and drop boxes close tonight at 7, but people who are in line to vote at 7 will be allowed to vote no matter how long it takes. CPR's live coverage of the election begins at 6:30. Meanwhile, in Westminster, Maria Olvera is a mother, and she voted this morning to set a good example.
I just want my voice to be heard. It's very important for my child that's in school. I just want to let her know that, you know, our voice should be heard all the time.
Olvera supports a statewide measure to provide free meals for all public school students. She says no kid should be left behind. The public can comment on two controversial projects in Colorado Springs during a regular meeting of the city's planning commission tomorrow. Commissioners are set to discuss the proposed annexation of nearly 3,200 acres near Fountain that do not currently touch city limits. They'll also review a plan for an 8,000-seat outdoor entertainment amphitheater in North Colorado Springs. The planning commission sends their recommendations and findings to city council, which then makes official decisions. This is CPR News.